Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. I am just wanting to take a moment to pause and honor all women around the globe in this month that's Women's History Month. I specifically want to say I was so inspired this week. I don't know how many of you were able to watch the Golden Globes. I was so inspired by Jane Fonda's powerful speech. She won the Cecile M. DeMille Award, and normally people would walk down memory lane, but I just love what Jane did. She's such a visionary. She was doing things like this and thinking this way before it was cool. She's always been an advocate for all kind and for all people. So I just want to take a moment to say, I feel like I just watched history and she's living it. She's embodying it. And to me, that power of love, love for self, love for others is something to celebrate. I want to just go ahead and take some time right now and actually just read her full speech right here. Jane Fonda. Thank you, all the members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. I am so moved to receive this honor. Thank you. You know, we are a community of storytellers, aren't we? And in turbulent, crisis-torn times like these, storytelling has always been essential. You see, stories have a way to that they can change our hearts and our minds. They can help us see each other in a new light, to have empathy, to recognize that for all of our diversity, we are humans first, right? You know, I've seen a lot of diversity in my long life, and at times I've been challenged to understand some of the people I've met. But inevitably, if my heart is open and I look beneath the surface, I feel kinship. That's why all of the great conduits of perception, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, Lao Tzu, all of them spoke to us in stories and poetry and metaphor. Because the nonlinear, non-cerebral forms that are art speak on a different frequency. They generate a new energy that can jolt us, open and penetrate our defenses so that we can see and hear what we may have been afraid of seeing and hearing. Just this year, Nomadland helped me feel love for the wanderers among us. And Minari opened my eyes to the experiences of immigrants dealing with the realities of life in a new land. And Judas and Black Messiah, Small Axe, Us versus Billie Holiday, Ma Rainey, One Night in Miami, and others have deepened my empathy for what being Black has meant. Rami helped me feel what it means to be Muslim American. I May Destroy You has taught me to consider sexual violence in a whole new way. The documentary, All In, reminds us how fragile our democracy is and inspires us to fight to preserve it. And A Life on Our Planet shows us how fragile our small blue planet is and inspires us to save it and ourselves. Stories, they really, really can change people. But there's a story we've been afraid to see and hear about ourselves in this industry, a story about which voices we respect and elevate and which we tune out, a story about who's offered a seat at the table and who is kept out of the rooms where decisions are made. So let's all of us, including all the groups that decide who gets hired and what gets made and who wins awards, let's all of us make an effort to expand that tent so that everyone rises and everyone's story has a chance to be seen and heard. I mean, doing this simply means acknowledging what's true. being in step with the emerging diversity that's happening because of all of those who marched and fought in the past and those who've picked up the baton today. After all, art has always been not just in step with history, but has led the way. So let's be leaders, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much. Jane Fonda. I just want to pause and say cheers to all kind. I want to just think about Jane Fonda, who she is as a human being, what she represents. I was reading about her 1979 insistence on accepting an award using sign language. She was already thinking inclusion. She was already thinking about the importance of all of us, all souls here on earth. And so when I think about Women's History Month and I think of Jane Fonda and everything she said, really elevates all of humanity. And it's something to celebrate. So cheers to all of you and cheers to Women's History Month. Please check out all the different media we're doing here on the Dr. Denise Show, Ascension Media. And I think we're all ready to have new conversations, open up our minds, open up our hearts, and do this through whatever medium we choose. Remember, we have a choice to be happy. We have a choice to include others. We have a choice to stand up for the underdog. And we need to remember that every loving act is divine. Thank you, everyone. Have an incredible month.